If you've ever dreamt of seeing polar bears in the wild, then Churchill in Canada is a great place to go. But when is the very best time to visit? John Gunter is from Frontiers North Adventures.
In my opinion, literally the best week all year to come to Churchill to see polar bears is about the 2nd to 10th of November. And for whatever reason, it just seems like the bears are really sort of active and excited. The ice is starting to form along the coast of the bay, so we're getting these really interesting polar bear behaviors and interactions. Bears seem to be coming out of their shell.
And how is it you actually go and see the bears? Because clearly you can't just go and walk around among them.
No, it's true. Polar bears are the world's largest land roving carnivore. So to go and walk out amongst the polar bears at this time of the year isn't the safest decision to make. Well, what we do is we've got a small fleet of these custom-designed vehicles called tundra buggies. And we head out in these tundra buggies, which are elevated a little higher off the ground. Think of the analogy I've heard sometimes as a school bus on steroids. I don't like the analogy, but it paints a picture in your head. We like to think that we do things a little more interesting than school buses. So what we're doing is we're getting in these tundra buggies, and we're traveling out on a network of established trails in the Manitoba Conservation Churchill Wildlife Management Area. And once we're out on these trails, we just happen to be in a really great place to go and view and photograph these polar bears.
Are the polar bears bothered by the buggies all wandering around out there?
So the area that we have to tour in, the Churchill Wildlife Management Area on the west coast of Hudson Bay, is literally, in comparison, is like a drop in the bucket when you look at the overall geography and area that these polar bears have to roam within during the summer months. And at the end of the day, if polar bears don't want to be anywhere near this trail network, they don't have to be. So what we found is that, for the most part, polar bears aren't bothered by the tundra buggies. Consider your life is roaming out on a barren, bleak ice skate for most of the year. If you see some lights on the horizon and maybe some goofy tourists having fun, you're probably going to go check it out. And that's what we found, is that these bears are curious animals. They come over, they give us a smell. Sometimes they lean up against the side of the buggy. And really the most powerful experience that we can provide our guests is to have them lock their gaze with a wild polar bear. And what we're really excited about is a lot of times that interaction with a wild animal ends up creating this inflection point in your life, and it's hard to go back to your regular life and not think about that all the time.
And where do you stay while you're out in the tundra? Because this is not the most hospitable environment.
Right. So one of the cool things that we do up here is we have something out there called the Tundra Buggy Lodge. And it's, you know, in your mind's eye, maybe think of a train, a really wide train. It's stationary while we're out there. And it's kind of like a space station almost, where during the day you're out touring in a tundra buggy over this established network of trails, and during the evening you dock to the tundra buggy lodge, you disembark the tundra buggy, you go in, you get rid of your bulky parka and your boots, and you slide on your sneakers. You've got your accommodations and a lounge, which is kind of like we like to do hors d'oeuvres and happy hour and evening presentations, and then a bit of a cafe, which is a kitchen and dining area, and we're right out amongst the bears. So it's cool to be, you know, having hors d'oeuvres and a glass of wine and look outside and see an Arctic fox scurry by or a couple polar bears wrestling in the floodlights.
And what about the environmental impact of that? Because it sounds like having this whole sort of accommodation and food and everything else there could be a bit damaging to the tundra.
Right. We work really hard to tread as lightly as we can. So none of our gray water is hitting the ground. We're trucking in all of our potable water, and we're trucking out all of our gray water and wastewater. We're using really efficient space heaters, similar to the types used in trucking fleets, as space heaters to keep our guests warm during the evening. So we've realized some really interesting efficiencies along the way. And when the polar bear tourism season is over, this is where the train part comes back in. We just hook up all the trailers. They end up being trailers, and we tow the Tundra Buggy Lodge off the tundra. And you can't even really tell that we were there in the first place.
So everything that comes in gets taken out. Everything.
Absolutely.
And what about the actual impact of the buggies going over the tundra itself? Do they leave any kind of mark behind that's maybe not so good for the environment?
Right, for sure. So going back to this network of established trails that we're traveling on, there was a military base in Churchill after the Second World War that sort of closed down in the early 70s. And while that base was up here, they created this network of trails to go and conduct cold weather military exercises on. When the military left, there was really no use for those trails. It just happened to be, coincidentally, really, one of the best places in the world to experience wild polar bears. The term tundra buggy is a bit of a misnomer, where we're not actually driving on the tundra. We're driving on this network of established trails. And it's not until, you know, lakes are completely freezing over or the tidal flats of the Hudson Bay are completely frozen over that we're journeying off those trails to get a little further out.
That's John Gunter from Frontiers North Adventures in Churchill, Canada.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.